Hey, folks, how we doing?
Blog Talk Radio.
I keep forgetting. Hey, folks, how we doing? This is Andy from the Andy and Amanda Show. Back with you again. We had a technical glitch our last attempt to have a Friday show. It was going well, and then suddenly the internet crashed, and this is internet radio, and these things happen. And I'm with you here. Amanda Love should be joining us in momentarily, and we'll continue our show. And we're going to see who again, our number here is 515-605-9888. And if you'd like to join our show, you're certainly welcome to do so by calling that number, and we'll pick it up where we left off. Now, since this show is a, we had to start a new show, basically. We had the other one crashed, so we started a whole new show. This one didn't get much publicity or advertising or promotion, whatever, so I don't really expect many people to know that we're here, so therefore I don't expect many phone calls. I'm going to publish size. Give me a second, folks. Give me a second. Give me a second. 515-605-9888. Yeah, 515-605-9888 is our number. Join the show. We're going to talk about, I guess, where the last first half of the show ended, and that's talking about, can you start with nothing and make a mountain out of a molehill? Literally, can you start with zero or start with very little, or regardless of your background, regardless of how much money you have, regardless of what your life story is, be passionate about something, be committed to something, really be have the energy and commitment and drive and fortitude to make something happen and make it happen and build a success and not make any excuses, not the world does this. I can't because of that. This didn't work this way. This doesn't work that way. And therefore, I'm not going to go to the end of the diving board and dive off because I'm afraid to, because this might happen, because that might happen, because my background doesn't allow me to. I don't have enough money. These are stories that you make up. That's what we were talking about. And I'm looking for Amanda Love to join the show. So let's see if I can do it again. Let's see. I'm going to try to get this. Bear with me here, folks, because this is kind of crazy day today. Amanda Love. And okay, let's try this again. We're trying to get Amanda onto the show. She's texting me here. Nothing. Her internet connection didn't happen yet. Yeah. Okay. I think we do have a caller, though. I think Cornell is with us.
Hey.
Hey, Cornell, how you doing? And also, we have another guest on the show. The lines are lighting up now. We're still waiting for Amanda to join the show. Here is another. How you doing, Cornell? We had for those
hey,
of you
brother,
who
how you doing?
We're doing all right. We had, as you know, because you were on and I wasn't, a technical, what do we call, malfunction on the previous show. Our Friday show. So we had to terminate that program in the middle of the broadcast and start anew all over again with an abbreviated version. Still waiting for Amanda to join the show, but the lines are lighting up. We have here a caller, Stephen DeJoseph, it seems like. Is that you as I live and breathe?
Yes, sir.
God damn.
Hey, I'm here. I'm telling you, I'm here, talent for, and present.
God damn. God damn.
I'm charged up, too.
You know why I'm so charged up today? Can I tell you why I'm charged up today?
Do talk. Do tell. Why?
Do it. I found not that I just found it, but I used to work for this guy who was an agent, and he booked me in these various gigs, and his name was Jerry Samuels. Well, Jerry was single-handedly responsible for a song, what I would call the original rap tune in like the 60s called They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I found the video. So I'm sharing it on my Facebook for what I call Freaky Friday. Why not, you know? Are you all still with me?
I'm still here. This is Cornell. How
there
you doing?
Go. Okay, good, good. Hi, Cornell.
Hey, dude. How you doing? How's everything?
I'm all right.
Mm.
hanging in there in spite of the smog.
They're coming to take me away, ha ha ho ho, to the funny farm. My life is up in a dull time. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, hey. Cool. Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. Right?
Okay.
We were just talking about, taking something from nothing with your life story and what you've gone through and your trials and tribulations of becoming successful. And for those of you, many of you probably do not know that Steve DeJoseph is a very incredibly talented singer, songwriter, composer, pianist, guitar player, performer, touring artist, recording artist. He does it all. And has quite a story behind how he's able to get where he is. But this is what we were talking about before. You know, we're doing another broadcast that got dropped, so we had to pick it up again. But what we were talking about previously before we launched this one is the ability to make something happen in your life regardless of what your life story is. Because why? Because you said you wanted to do it, and because you're committed to doing it, regardless of how much money you have, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of who your next-door neighbors are, regardless of anything, the commitment, the energy, the passion, that is what drives, that's what makes successful people successful. Given that, right, first of all, do you agree with that? Are you in agreement with that?
100%.
Okay, so given that, you're a very successful musician. I mean, you're an amazing composer, and you and I know each other. I've seen you play bunches of times and so forth, and we've jammed together, and you're beyond. You know, you're incredible, and that's the truth, folks. He's amazing. Steven DeJoseph, and I will give his contact or his internet information out in just a minute here to look him up. You'll see what I'm talking about here. So you started your music career with what in hand? You went out from say, I'm going to make this happen, and 30 years later, you're this very well-known composer, and you've done a lot of things, and filmmaker, and all of these things, right? So how did you do it? What did you have with you? What was your arsenal that you had to make it happen for yourself? How did it happen?
Well, you know, honestly, I think it began embryonically speaking, because, I was little, tiny, you know, it was just part of me, you know, and I think what happened for me was there was a coalescing around age six when I saw the Beatles. I was like, I want to be them, you know, as a kid would say, or however you would say that. I want to do that. And at the same time, I began to do these twitches and ticks and weird noises like you'll hear. And that all kind of started me on a journey of you know, strange and compelling drive, as well as the drive to be a musician, you know. So it became for me, in my situation, a do or die feeling, you know. I think that really helps when you have, as you grow as a musician and an artist or whatever it is, really whatever it is you're doing, that you're, you know, the drive to do it is somehow has an obsessive component. And then, you know, of course, as you go along your life, you hopefully can balance it out enough to be healthy, whatever healthy is to one. And, you know, I think the simple desire to do it, because here I am, I'm now 64 and I'm still doing it despite my better judgment.
Right.
But I mean,
but
when
you...
I say that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But you started this not with connections, not with somebody
That's
gave
right.
you money and said, go make a record, not
That's
with
right.
You know, the ability to get to call somebody on the radio and say, can you have me on as a guest, not with knowing
Correct.
People who own venues and saying, could you hire me, would you book me? You had to do it, and everything you've accomplished in your life was purely accomplished by your commitment to saying, I'm going to make this happen, period. That was it. And you have gone through. Can we talk about your background a little bit, if you don't mind, and let's talk about your trials, your tribulations, what you've had to overcome to make to talking about successes. You know, you've done an amazing job. You know, with what you've had to defeat to become so as successful as you are, which is pretty, you know, admirable, really.
Well, it was interesting. You know, with Tourette's, I was diagnosed finally at 16. And so, you know, those first 10 years was really it's super strange because it was like, well, why is he, everybody's like, why is he doing that? And I'm like, why am I doing that? And I just thought it was part of the creative thing for me. But, you know, so I learned what it was. Then in moving forward, I think I had to, you know, and actually it's still present because no matter what people know or don't know, it's always an odd thing to see someone jump around or, you know, when it's not on the stage, you know. And so you have, you sort of have to look at life not only through your own eyes, you know. I mean, I think that's really important. You have to take in what other people feel because it's so easy to be subjective because we're dealing with life, you know. But if we all know that we're all dealing with life and it's like that changes your feelings about being, I mean, for me, that was one of the tools I used, this idea of we're in this together kind of a thing. And, you know, people have perceptions. Not everybody's mean, you know what I mean? Some people might be, but mostly people are, you know, just curious or scared or not sure, you know, everything, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be, one of the things is to walk into someone else's moccasins, you know, that's been important.
Hey, darling, Amanda
yep.
here. That is the
hey.
The fi- hey.
hey,
people,
you just came out of nowhere. I was
working. I kind of used some magic shit to get right here by now. No, but
oh, the law of attraction.
Yeah, law of attraction, baby. Yeah, so what you just said, sweetheart, people tend to fear, don't they, what they don't understand, and quite often because of that they don't give themselves the opportunity to stop and say, hey, let me walk in this person's shoes. Let me take a moment just to be with them and,
yes.
you know, take
really
it in.
It really doesn't take much time. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't – once you start to practice that idea, it doesn't take that. It's not going to, like, require you to sit down and start meditating right there on the concrete, on the floor.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? You can stop.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, right. You can take a practice. Amanda, if I could just say real quick, do you know a person named Tourette's Hero?
No. I don't.
Okay. She's from the UK, and so at some point I'll get Andy to send links over.
Oh, cool. Okay. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Okay. So there we go.
That's perfect.
But what we were talking about, Amanda, it took a little bit to join our second attempt, our second facilitation of our Friday show here because the first one crashed.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we ended the first half of our show. So those of you who are hearing the podcast will hear both shows somehow. Paste it together. We'll do the best we can anyway. But anyway, what we were talking about before the first show so abruptly ended, beyond our control, is talking about can you, you know, I think I started the conversation by talking about a real estate investor who's buying multi, you know, had a job and is now owns 80 or 90 multi-unit apartment buildings in Texas and has made quite a bit of money, makes a lot of money for his investors. And he had a job as a computer programmer. He traveled a lot. He said, hey, I'm tired of this. I don't do it anymore. And bought an apartment building. And 10 years later, he's got many of them. And he goes out and gets investors to put up the money to get these buildings, and he pays them all in passive income. And then when the buildings sell, boom, they all get, you know, significantly more. But that's what prompted this show is completely unrehearsed, completely unscripted. Friday's usually our finance and AMC stock squeeze show, but you never know how the Andy and Amanda show is going to evolve and what we're going to talk about at any given moment. and it's pretty cool that we're talking about this. It just evolved out of nowhere. But what it came down to is the conversation of, you know, we all heard the haves and the have-nots. Can you be a have-not and become a millionaire? Many, 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 many have, right? Many. Many have tried and not been able to do it. Many have attempted to. And when I mean a millionaire, and I want to make a distinction here, I'm not talking about a millionaire just financially. I'm talking about the life experience and the difference that you're making in who you are and how people perceive you as being worth $1 million. The hell with the cash.
Yeah.
The hell with the cash. If you do your job, you live up to your commitment, you make something happen, the money will happen. It'll happen out of your commitment. Don't keep your eye on the dollar sign. Do not keep your eye on the dollar sign. Keep your eye on what you're committed to. And the question is, you know, you walk up to somebody in the street and you go up to them and say, hey, what are you committed to? And look at you like you're crazy. What? Huh? If your name is George, and I took your name tag off, George, and I replaced it with what your commitment is in life, what would it read? Try saying that to somebody you know. I mean, a friend, ooh, you know, somebody who, you know, look, you say, what, huh, huh? And just, you know, real, yeah, seriously, what are you in your life and who you are, what are you committed to?
Mm. And you never know. If you're single, you might get a few phone numbers in the process. Well, I'm committed to you, darling. Here's my number.
But, you know? It's funny because if you can kind of define and replace your name, Andy, yes, is no longer an Andy. It's now my commitment in life, and my commitment is to make a positive impact and a difference in the lives of other people. That is my, mm-hmm, commitment, and that's always been my,
yeah,
commitment. Oh, every job,
yeah,
I've had. Maybe that's why I've had so many jobs. Not jobs, but careers.
No.
I can't call them. They haven't been jobs. And Steve knows. Steve, you know, one minute I call Steve, hey, Steve, I got a yacht business. Cool. Next, yeah. Hey, Steve, I've got an internet Amazon business. Steve's like, cool. Next, hey, Steve, I've got a
Steve is like, so what's next?
Yeah, let's invest. Next thing I call, hey, Steve, I'm becoming a stockbroker. Okay. and to me, yeah. And I know nothing about anything I've ever done. Well, now I do because I've learned on the job and I've made successes and some things that haven't been as panned out as well. They've all panned out. They've all panned out well in terms of my lifestyle and what I've been able to do and my quality of life and making an impact and making that difference. Financially, were they all amazing successes? Well, while they were going, they were. No complaints. Can't talk about, mm-hmm, that too much on the radio because we don't let
people
know.
But it's enjoying
know.
The journey as well, isn't it? It's really enjoying
the
journey. It doesn't matter that you've had a million careers. So what? If you,
yep,
you've enjoyed,
yep,
everything that you've done. And look at all the stories you can tell people as well. You
hell
know, you look,
yeah,
back, yep, on your life. Yeah, you look, yep, back on your life and say, well, I learned in that area and this is what happened to me there. Wow, that was so cool. You know?
Right, right. And I mean, so, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think a certain name comes to mind, and that's George Plimpton.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
You remember him? Yeah,
yeah.
He was one of those did everything and made, you know, money and.
Yeah, he became an NFL player for a bit as one of his careers.
Did he really? Oh my God!
Yeah,
wow.
I think the Baltimore Colts at the time, if I'm not mistaken, that was way back. Look up George Plimpton, guys. You'll see. There's a guy who had, you know, just wanted to go out and live life and try everything. Hell, you know,
yeah.
I'm still sitting here figuring out what I want to do when I grow up. You know. You know, but here's the thing. You know, Amanda, you said something interesting. You said,
yeah,
you know, it's the journey, you know, and having being an
avid
boater, right, and being a sailor. I mean, I love all boats, but I come from sailing. And sailors, it's the journey of getting there, not getting there. Power boaters,
yeah, because
you advance the throttle, you steer the boat to your destination, and it's your destination. Sailing, it's the pleasure and enjoyment of getting to where you're going. Once you're there,
yeah,
you're there. Right.
And you see it so many times as well. People say this as well. There's been like millionaires that's been interviewed. And, you know, this one guy, I forget his name now. This was a long time ago. But this story stuck with me that he made all these millions and he couldn't understand why it didn't make him happy. He got everything he wanted, the cars, the house, everything he could think of, traveled the whole world. And he sat there one day and said, why isn't this making me happy? And it was like he didn't appreciate the journey. He just had his mind set on the goal. Once he got to,
mm-hmm,
the goal, he didn't know what to do with it. Because he didn't,
right,
understand that the journey of the life was more important than the actual goal itself. To have those things in life, incredible, amazing. It's wonderful to experience, but it isn't the ultimate happiness. What's the happiness is enjoying each moment for what it is, appreciation,
yes,
the strive that it took to get there. And then, you know, you can do other things once you've got there. You don't have to say, well, I've got it all now. What do I do? You know, and
uh-huh.
From that, he turned to himself. He went deep in himself. He's like, okay, so why is this going to make me happy? And then he discovered,
right,
himself and the things that he enjoyed about himself and the things he truly enjoyed in life. And then, you know, it was an incredible thing. And it was a wonderful story. And it quite often jumps into my mind sometimes. It's like, wow, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 I'll talk to you real quick. So George Plimpton actually passed away this very weekend in 2003.
Wow.
Really?
It's
interesting.
So we're on the weekend.
Do you have in front of you, by any chance, what he did, all the various careers that he's had? Do you have that or no?
He was considered a New York aristocrat and literary journalist whose exploits in editing, writing, seesawed between, I can't pronounce that word, but something fancy in French. And
uh-huh.
You sound like me, darling.
The Wiki accounts that he wrote of his various madcap attempts to slip into the few other people's high-profile careers.
Ooh,
yes. What he did. And I
wow.
know him. Anyway, yes, he's well worth researching.
Wow, that's so cool.
There
okay,
you
he's putting down on the list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have him as a guest on the show next week.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
We should channel him.
Why
yeah.
not? We had everybody else.
Former president.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Definitely the dawn of the day, right?
I'm still waiting for Marilyn Monroe to show up. You know, she's listening.
Yeah.
Lady.
Hey, Cornell, remind me to invite Marilyn Monroe on the show maybe next Monday or Wednesday. Let's get Marilyn on the show.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'll talk to her agent.
Thank you.
I'll talk to our agent. Hopefully he's still alive. But, you know, we'll see.
Even if he's not. It's a little harder to find the agent, but we'll find the agent.
Well,
yeah,
I just
want
to go
find
somewhere
him.
And just look for him.
You know, Marilyn Monroe, I would that would be just so cool to talk to her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It would be like, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. She's something else.
Yeah, I know people who see her.
I couldn't
like,
believe my eyes.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a fun conversation.
Marilyn's agent's name was Johnny Hyde. So he's
Johnny Hyde.
Difficult to find.
Oh.
We're going to. Did he die?
No. Well, he his last name is Hyde, so I don't know where he's going to be.
Oh,
no,
I like it.
He was born
we're
going to
reach
it.
Ooh.
We'll go ahead and reach out and we'll select invite Marilyn to be on the show. I know
she's
she'll
shocked
be
that I picked her.
I'm sure she is. She's listening in. Yeah. But
I should dress up for the occasion. Stand over an air vent. You know, look cool.
Oh, I would love to see you stand over an air vent. Oh, excuse me. No,
Today for me is a very good day.
Uh-huh, you bet.
Bless you, darling, bless you.
So anyway, George Clinton, yes, I want to get him back. Not back, he hasn't been on the show yet, but we'll invite him.
Amanda, I just got a phone call. Eddie Monster want to come on the show.
Eddie Monster.
Oh, wow.
You know,
is that
going to
be
for
the Halloween special?
Yes. You had me all excited about Marilyn, and then...
It's going down very rapidly. Really rapidly.
He'll bring the whole Adam's family.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
So true.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh man.
Eddie
Munster. Anyway,
yeah, that's gonna be cool.
We'll have Eddie Munster on the show. We'll have Marilyn Monroe and Johnny Hyde. Is this Johnny
we could have a whole party on Halloween. That would be incredible.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that would be a hell of a program. I would be
well, thank you and I wish you well, and your new program.
Thank you very much.
Should be a good
yes.
one.
Thank you.
It's very
kind.
Be good
you know what
would
be great? The Juice Man. Bring the Juice Man on.
Oh, gosh.
Where's the juice?
You know something, Cornell?
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
Oh.
How true that is.
Yeah. I just love the craziness of us. I really do.
I mean,
I
the guy, you know, the Juice Man, you know.
He drank too much and he wore sloppy clothes and spoke bad Russian grammar.
Yes.
Bad Russian grammar.
yeah.
I love it.
But he's, you know, he's doing okay in his life.
He has his weaknesses, but he has good people around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's always good to know. That's good too.
It is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
Bless
people
you.
Count.
Absolutely. Yes. They really do. Keep your circle very positive is what I say. You know,
That's
keep
right.
the people
That's
in your
right.
company.
Right.
Because, you know, the repercussions from keeping those negative souls around you, catastrophe sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure we can all appreciate that on some level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm trying to think what we're talking about before we get carried away.
We get sidetracked. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Stephen DeJoseph.
Yes.
Tell us, I want people to hear your music, look up who you are, your life story, and so forth, because it's pretty incredible, as I was saying before. I have a sample of your music right here. Let me just play it real quick for audience, if it's the right one here.
Oh, it's lovely.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's it all about?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
I remember that just like you. How do you
wow.
do it?
Wow.
I remember
having that question.
You know, and it's just, I really had to tighten my pants to sing that. I was like, mm.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What hole? What the 20th hole for your belt?
and then I had several people hanging on either end of the strap there. Like, actually, I hired a whole cast of midgets from the World Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Oh, well. Oh, I love it. The midgets. Like, I've actually got a vivid picture in my head right now, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so tell us, Steve. Tell us.
That was good.
Tell us.
That was good. That was good.
So where are we now? Where did we land?
We landed.
Okay. Where to hear music?
Oh yeah, yeah. Thank you. I forgot. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. Where do they hear?
I guess I was trying to.
Yeah, we got a
catastrophe.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-oh. It's doing it now. And he's on the mix.
What was it?
It's becoming Gummy Bear Friday.
Gummy Bear Friday,
yeah.
So we'll make an attempt to get the word out here. Steve DeJoseph, tell us where you can listen to your music, where can you download your website, any information you care to have on the show, and we'll put it in our podcast and try to get people to tune in. Because seriously, folks, all kidding aside, he is an incredible musician, composer, has overcome Tourette's in his life, and you get up on stage, and he's just amazing, just incredible to watch this guy play and perform and write songs and sing. Hey, you know, a lot of listeners heard that, I forget who composed it, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Right? You got to hear, oh my God, you ought to hear what Steve does with Flight of the Bumblebee. He's incredible. But anyway, go ahead, Steve. Floor is yours.
Well,
give us your information.
Well, the two easiest places are my website, stephendejoseph.com, StephenDijoseph, stephendejoseph.com. And of course, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. So really just search that name with that spelling, and you'll find I've done all sorts of nasty things.
Right.
Including trying to sound like Dionne Warwick.
And don't forget the midgets, people. Don't forget the midgets.
I employed them. I kept those guys working for a while.
Oh, so
what's
you wasn't in short supply. That's great. Oh, bless him.
What's that picture from that session? Yeah. Anyway, well, this is fabulous. Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity to chat about everything and anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we know. We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, you've been on that chili again, darling.
Was that sound from the Tesla? There's a Tesla sound on the audience.
It's right. My car's been farting. Oh my God, yeah. I've got a horn. You can replace the horn sound with a fart. Tell a lot of sounds, but fart's one of the good ones. You can have I'm driving down the street farting. Mm-hmm. It's got a speaker built into the hood. Yeah.
There's the people are walking by going, well, actually, I can do that myself. I don't need a Tesla.
Oh, I also have an ice cream truck sound. I see a mom and a kid.
Great.
Steve was with me the other day. Yeah, I showed him the ice cream truck sound. So you're driving around the street and do 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 do, however it goes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and they're looking.
The Pep Lobby in Pittsburgh.
it ain't easy being me. No, it ain't easy being me.
The human
mean?
Element has been removed.
Quite obviously, you know. Yeah, that's what they tell me. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
But anyway, this is the Andy DeMandrea Show. Our guest is, and you're welcome anytime, Steve. Steve DeJoseph's been a very accomplished composer, singer, songwriter, performer, man of many talents, and he makes his home outside of Philadelphia, but he also commutes to California regularly and performs between here and there, and there and here, wherever it might be, and you should catch him on his website and catch him live, and
you're a contemptible lowlife for talking this
way. Yeah, I'll tell you.
I want one of those. I like that.
I just had to mute my mic while I was coughing so hard while laughing there. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to wonder. You know?
If a person has got nothing to do but watch your show at 12 o'clock, he's not doing so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the confidence. I appreciate the confidence. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Hey, Steve, we have a question for you. We have a caller here with a question. Let me just buzz him in here. Give me a second.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, I think I pushed the right button. Go ahead, caller. You have a question for
you. You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Well, let me see. An infantry. Would that be spelled with INFINTREE?
Yeah.
I hung out in an infant tree. It was a very small tree. I believe bonsai, isn't that what it's called?
At least, yeah. At least there's an answer. You know, I'm telling you. you know what I wanted to do? I want to get to this on the show. A lot of times things I want to get to on shows, and we just, you know, the show goes different places and we don't get to it. So here we go. This is, there's been some callers and recordings and people saying things on the internets, and we just want to kind of touch upon what people are saying out there. We have a collection of different, you know, we just go out there and interview people and collect, you know, voice recordings of what people have said on our show and who called in, and also TikTok and Facebook and these different places, YouTube. And here's what's current today. So take a listen based on what's going on in the world and what's in the headlines.
So Clinton, Obama,
President Biden.
No, wrong one. Clinton, Obama, Biden. Okay, how about this one?
So along with undermining our elections, passing hundreds of voter suppression laws, questioning the vaccine, and blocking every piece of Democratic legislation that comes across their path, the GOP have added yet another way to try and destroy the Biden presidency and sow chaos. Mitch McConnell has now gone on record saying the Republicans will not support legislation to fund the government if it raises the debt limit. He claims it's because of the Democrats' irresponsible spending on their upcoming $3.5 trillion social spending package. Keep in mind the national debt grew almost $8 trillion under the Trump presidency, mostly on the back of the completely unfunded GOP tax cuts for the ultra-rich that ballooned our national debt. But now that the Democrats want to help regular people, it's completely unacceptable spending. The GOP supported raising the debt ceiling 3 times during the Trump presidency, but will reject it now, citing a spending bill that is spread out over 10 years. Remember, it has zero problem with double that amount being spent on the defense budget in the same period of time. Everything the Republicans do these days is hypocritical and performative. The debt ceiling is our nation's ability to borrow money and pay its bills. It covers spending that Congress, including the Republicans like Mitch McConnell, have already approved. It's also where the Social Security checks, VA benefits, and disability come from. Can you live without those? Because the Republicans are going to let you. Our Treasury Secretary told Congress that the government will likely run out of money in October, that it would be an economic catastrophe for America and the world if we fail to raise the debt ceiling. But the Republicans are like, fuck it, let it all burn. We have no actual policy or ideas to help anyone, but we will be damned if we allow the Democrats to succeed. Doing what's right for the American people isn't even on the table for Republicans anymore. It's the ultimate, if I can't have you, no one can. The GOP has decided to kill America if they cannot be in charge, and they will rule what's left. Remember, November. McConnell said 100% of his focus was on stopping this administration, and he is damn well going to do it. They didn't care when kindergartners were shot to death in their school. They don't care that 700,000 Americans are dead from a virus, and they will not care if our country plunges into chaos when we default on our loans. They are in it for themselves and their donors, and at the end of the day, they'll all be fine. We need to acknowledge that the GOP is no longer the opposition party, or quite frankly, an American party. If the GOP do this, they are America's enemy, and they must be treated accordingly. Who do these people work for? Because it sure as hell ain't America.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for
America. Oh, my God.
Wow.
2 years short of 20 years retirement in the service, is quitting and went on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Tonight to explain why. You see, the military is requiring him to get the COVID vaccine, and this takes away his freedom because the military has no right to tell him what vaccines to get. He then admits that he got all the other vaccines they required.
Money and a lot of security for you and your family. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's correct, Sean. I've spent 18 years active duty service. I've got 2 years until I'm eligible to pull my retirement. I don't want the COVID vaccine, and I don't plan on getting it. But I've had all the other Army vaccines. I've had 8 anthrax shots. I've had the smallpox vaccination. I've had them all. So it's really not about whether or not I'll get the shot. But this is really about the freedom of the American people, the right to choose your own medical procedures, the right to decide, you know, what's going to be injected into your body and what's not. Those are that's a natural human right that, you know, we can't take away from people. And I swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, which affords those rights to the Americans. And
let me ask you this.
Just to be clear, that's a bunch of bull. It's his right to decide what gets injected in his body. He already admitted he took all the other vaccines that the military requires that he had no choice but to take. So the lieutenant colonel is admitting that he got every single shot he was required to get, that he had no choice but to get, that the military forced him to get, and he got, and he had no problem with it. But now, because suddenly he's being asked to get the COVID shot, he's claiming that they can't tell him what to do when it comes to vaccines, and he's quitting. But at the same time, he's totally cool with the other vaccines. What he's saying, it sounds like, is that he's a Republican, is what it sounds like. That he's making it political. The military is not making it political. He claims the military is mandating the shot for politics. They're mandating the shot so you don't die, so you don't kill each other, so our military can stay ready, so we don't, you don't all get each other sick, and then all of a sudden we go to war and don't have you there. But unbelievable. And, of course, Fox News still pushing the lie that the vaccine's a bad thing. What a surprise.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Come again? All right, that's enough. Security!
These people are sick.
It's been said often.
and what brought me, what prompted me to you know, find, I tuned into a talk network show that's broadcast in the United States on the Salem Radio Network, the Dennis Prager Show. They had a guest host on today, and we've talked about Dennis Prager and his saying, his feeling that everything the left, if you want to find the left, everything the left touches is evil. Evil? That's it. Anyway, he had a guest host today who was saying, you know, when you – this is what I heard this morning, to the, something to the extent that every time you hear a pharmaceutical advertised on the television set, all right, you're watching your TV, and they say, hey, use – this is great for hepatitis, whatever, and they go on and on. They show the pictures of the dad and mom swimming and life is good and use this – ask your doctor about – and then they spend 45 seconds telling you all about the side effects. It can cause this, it can cause death, cause this, may cause that. And then he says, where, how come that when they get on and tell you to go get the coronavirus shot, they don't tell you all the potential side effects? And I was I called into the show and I told them what I wanted to talk about. I was going to challenge the host to call our show and debate us and debate some experts that I could put on the show about what he said. Because here's the deal. There's 150 million Americans thereabouts have had the either the Pfizer or the Modelo or the what's the other one there? The not Modelo.
Modelo. Moderna.
Moderna.
Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca.
One AstraZeneca there. Anyway, J&J, Johnson & Johnson.
You forgot General Mills.
General Mills, whatever shot you got. And understanding, and we've talked about it, I'm not going to it now, but you know, months ago we talked in depth about how this, the mechanics, if you will, of this technology is different than any other technology we've ever had. And the fact is that the first coronavirus was actually noticed in chickens. It killed chickens in the 1980s. Ooh. And then went to other – yes, wow. That's when we first noticed the existence of this. It was a pulmonary inflammatory disease that was killing chickens, many of them. And so then they said, hey, we gotta stop this. You know, hell, you gotta stop this.
Yeah.
And then from chickens, it migrated to other animals and into bats and then into the human population. They knew all along back then that if this other – and we're talking 80s, 90s, early 2000s as this thing evolved. And they noticed back then if this thing ever hits the human population, we're in trouble. We better start working on the vaccine technology to beat this thing.
Wow.
So 2002, the research began in 2002, right?
Wow.
So 18, 19 years later, we have the vaccine. This didn't happen in the last year and a half. And this guy on the radio is saying, hey, you know, you got all these warnings about all these shots. And this thing took a year and a half and boom, we're the side effects. But he lied. Here's why. Tell me if you didn't hear this. We're all vaccinated here. Tell me if you didn't hear this. The side effects could be headaches, could be nausea, could be fatigue, could be this, could be that. Whatever, but we've all heard these things, and if you get these side effects, it means it's working. It'll last a few days or a day, and it'll go away. Yours truly didn't get any side effects. I thought they injected me with water. I didn't get a damn thing. Both injections, but they did say that. And here's the other deal. I was going to ask the host on the radio if they let me on his show, right? I was going to say, let me ask you a question, and I know this is true. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. You're married. You have kids. Married with kids. In order to get your kid in kindergarten, right? Kid goes to kindergarten. Oh, your kid's 5, 6 years old. Okay, to enter school. As a matter of fact, even before kindergarten, we're talking before preschool. We're talking when the kid's just born. What do they start doing with the kid right away when you start going to the doctor's office? Polio, mumps, whooping cough, this, that. What, 15 inject, right? Do you before they inject your newborn baby, do you go to the doctor and say, let me see the side effects? I haven't seen this on TV. Do you question your doctor when it comes to your doctor, your pediatrician injects your baby multiple times. Your school district requires these injections, many of them, before they can enter kindergarten. Do you question or do you take your baby to the doctor and they give you a vaccine, boom, you give your kid a lollipop, actually they're fine, they don't hurt, but a little pinch and boom, right?
Yeah.
So,
and
if you cut you go ahead and you, God forbid, you step on a nail or something, you go, oh my God, into my foot, you're bleeding. What's the first thing the doctor tells you? You got to get a tetanus shot. Do you question what the side effects of the tetanus shot are? Do you ask, oh, I don't know, let me see the literature on that. I don't know about this tetanus shot. You can't tell me what to do. I know I stepped on the nail. You can't make me get a tetanus shot. Right? These people are fucking out of their minds. And that is not the reason why they don't want to get a vaccine. They want to get vaccinated so they can pound their chest and say, hey, freedom, you can't tell me what to do. You can't make me wear a mask. In the meantime, almost 700,000 people are dead. Okay? Have there been some side effects, some more severe than others? There have been. 700,000, something like that. And sometimes you'll have breakthrough cases of coronavirus even if you are injected. Very, 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 very far and few between. Are you not going to get a polio vaccine? Because I don't know about side effects. You get polio instead? Well, go ahead and get the polio vaccine. Go ahead and get polio. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, people, you know, happily walk to a store or a pharmacy and go and buy a box of paracetamol, you know, because it's on the shelf. It's been told it's safe to take. And they don't question the ingredients within the paracetamol. They just happily take it to resolve the problem. But it's the same thing with the vaccine. Suddenly now it's been, because it's just a huge deal, everybody's like panicking that this vaccine's deadly. And of course, once the rumors start and it gets into everybody's heads, the fear kicks in. That's it. You know, it's like everybody panic buying over something. Yeah. Yes, just like that. Just like that, yeah. Oh, bless them.
I'm back, y'all, after I heard that.
Oh!
I don't know.
Unreal.
Candyman.
Yeah.
But we're doing well. We got to wrap this show up pretty quick. You know, we're doing okay here. This is the Andy Mandy
show. And you do very well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying our best, you know.
Yeah, we try to
thank
live
you.
Our best life. Yeah, thank you.
We
thank
do.
You, Trump. Yeah.
Well, this is fun. We've got to resume this conversation on Monday because this school gets – I just can't believe these people are out there. On the radio, this guy, his advertisers support what he – you know, he gets paid because the radio station gives him a paycheck. Where does the radio station get the money from? From advertisers. So this guy's getting paid to get behind a microphone on a nationally syndicated show and scare people not to get the vaccine. Scare people. That's what the Republicans do. They use scare tactics. Don't. Oh, they're going to raise your taxes. Oh, they're going to. Oh, don't do that. They use scare tactics. That's their MO. That's what they do. Instead of talking issues, instead of talking quality of life, instead of talking better education possibilities, instead of talking housing for the homeless, instead of talking, birth control. You know, instead of abortion, let's talk birth control. We talked about that too. All these different things. We're going to resume this conversation, as we always do, on the Andy DeMann Show next week. Monday, we are on at their
at their 9 a.m. your time, darling. In the West Coast. Yeah.
You know, we're going to be on the air next week.
Please tell me that's not your plan.
It is. Sorry.
Oh, but it is. Sorry. We're so sorry to disappoint. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's 9 a.m. your time, sweetheart, in the West Coast, and 12 p.m. in
it's
the 9 East Coast.
Wait a minute. It's not 9 a.m. now, is it? Wait,
this issue is under investigation.
Yeah. No, darling, not 9 a.m.
What's not what? So,
you guys are not serious.
Oh no, here go those black trucks.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Cornell, just
I have been expecting you.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him. Anyway,
I must apologize for not being here to greet you personally.
Mm-hmm. But we'll try one of these days. We'll have live shows. Hey, listen, I think they're going to do the Adult Video Music Awards this year.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
This year? Wow.
I mean, it'll be January next year, January 22 in Las Vegas.
I was going to say,
I did it again.
Year.
I'm sorry, not the Adult Video Music Awards.
I didn't even get it.
Your mind is in the gutter, like mine. Yeah. No.
AVN?
AVN, the Adult Video, the Adult,
Adult Music Videos.
Pornhub.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes.
That guy really does
wish, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
That clip you play, darling, he really does sound like he's got food poisoning or something. Oh, I am about to throw up. Oh.
Oh, I like that. Do it again. Do it again?
No.
Well, actually, I would like to feel like that guy. Oh, next show.
Oh,
yeah.
My days.
Yep.
My life
anyway,
is flashing before my eyes.
Yep. So, I guess this has been this show that you're going to hear, folks, is again where we had a technical issue for some reason. The internet dropped out. This is internet radio. This is live radio. This isn't, this is recorded live with a live call-in number and so forth. But then it becomes a podcast when we're finished. It gets edited and and put not well edited but enhanced so it's appropriate for podcast distribution. And then it's distributed. And you might be hearing this on iHeartRadio. Hopefully, you are. On iHeartRadio. Hello, all you iHeartRadio fans. And on Spotify and iTunes and Google and Alexa and Chrome and Pandora. And the list goes on and on and on. Listen Notes and FM Tunes, all these different podcast channels that we are on. And our numbers are growing, growing, growing. Couldn't do it without you. And we thank you for hanging in there with us.
Absolutely. I raise my glass to you people. Thank you so much.
Because, you know, we need supporters.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Come on.
You need $11,000.
You know, his voice, it gets me every time. The way he does.
I want to find 11,700 people that I jerked, but no.
Wait, well, is he going to the ABN?
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. There goes the midgets. I got a whole new picture now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, which, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey Steve, do you enjoy your time with us here on the Andy and Amanda show?
Oh, more than fun.
Okay. Oh, bless you, darling.
Thank you,
Andy, what are you paying in to say that?
Yeah, how much? 11,000.
Well, Steve, I hate to tell you, but
I have no further use for you.
Yeah.
Aww. No. Don't listen, Steve. Don't listen. We love you.
Don't flush him down the toilet, Andy.
Oh, no. That would be
a catastrophe.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
You know,
there's
I can
tell you. There's no such thing as a G-spot.
It's true. So before we go,
for coming on the show.
Before we go.
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Orgasm! No. I need a word. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Oh, bless. It's been amazing having you, Steve.
The secret is big deal. It takes 3 minutes, give him an orgasm. Then go to sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
Then go to sleep.
Wow. Dr. Ruth.
Just 3 minutes?
But.
Yeah. Yes. Is that you, Steve?
Knock it off.
Yeah, we will. We'll get there.
Thank you, Dustin. Cut it out. Thank you.
Yes.
So anyway,
thanks, Steve.
No, Steve, great having you on. Seriously, and you'll definitely come back
and join
us again. We'll hear more about. And, Steve, I think you may have already done this before, but if not, please do. Maybe even today if you can. Send me an MP3 file of that Flight of the Bumblebee or something else if you'd like, and we'll play it on the show.
Absolutely.
Yes,
wonderful.
All right.
Yes, and folks can find that on the Facebook, D. Joseph Music and Film. It's there. It's also on Stephen D. Joseph, and it can be seen on Instagram as well.
Here we go.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. There we go, people. Go check it out. He's very, very talented indeed. Very good.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys rock, man.
Oh. Bless you, darling. Whenever possible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a disaster.
What's that, sweetheart?
I wonder if Trump found his 11,000 votes beneath the New York police station.
Yeah.
Man,
well, you know what they're saying. You know, they indict the guy. He's going to be in trouble because
never rub another man's rhubarb.
11,000 years.
Oh my goodness!
Years.
Thank you, Andy, for your genius there. That was brilliant.
So funny.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you too. And thank you for gracing us with your presence. It's been truly beautiful.
Yours too. Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Really appreciate you.
And just remember, folks.
In a relationship, you have to make time for sex.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Andy, you're really on a mix today.
He really is.
Always. So, Amanda, why don't you just remember that, folks. That's what we're going to have a really good weekend. Have fun, whatever it is you might do. Be safe. And if you're listening to this podcast over the weekend, thank you for tuning in. Can't believe you did, but we're glad you did. And spread the word, please. Please spread the word. AndyDemandYourShow.com is the website. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Infrared, what do you call it there? All those.
All the social media diamonds.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, come on up.
No, I'm just joking.
No, no. Come on.
On Pornhub.
No.
I didn't tell you about the account, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, I want to do that. Let me
no, I need
Pornhub.
No.
So I want to see what happens if I go to Pornhub and look up Andy and Amanda. Wait, let me do Pornhub. Let me just try it.
Oh, my goodness.
Our listeners might be doing it themselves right now. They'll probably beat me to it. Look at this website. Holy crap. All right, let's see.
Oh,
Andy,
my God.
Andy and Amanda.
We might lose Andy for the rest of the day, you know.
All right. This is
amazing. Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Amanda.
Man, I wish I could be a roach on the wall. Oh, did I say roach?
As long as it's not a raccoon, Cornell.
Yeah, right?
Oh, God. Amanda.
Yes.
We're under the category of nude celebrities. Volume
we
two.
Are?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, who told?
I don't
know.
How the hell? But there's also upside down, messy, jeweled. Never mind. I'm okay. Anyway, so much for Pornhub. Anyway, thank you, Cornell.
Yes,
that was quite a website. That was quite a website. I got to tell you. That was... Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Enjoy, Andy.
Not only Andy, I'm going on.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, what happens if somebody's, you know.
You need a job, right? No, I'm just joking, Eddie. No.
And there, you know, it's funny because there's people from all over the world on this thing.
The Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese, everybody, you know. And, you know, still.
The Japanese are involved here.
They are.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, the main
thing,
is
to get plenty of advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we should ask China, right?
Pornhub, Andy.
Yeah, we should have a show dedicated. No, we shouldn't. All right.
No.
This is the part where I get nervous.
Uh-oh.
Me too. I don't even have any hair, and I'm losing it.
When people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Yeah.
This is the explicit version of our show, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the after hour special.
Yes.
That view is the right one.
Special.
Yeah. Because
perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
You're probably right about that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. And, you know, because you can't.
I'm not
blaming
anybody for that.
No.
No. Well, thank you. Yeah.
No. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're trying to get out of here.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
We are.
Stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
Well, I was going to reply to that, but oh, what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Let's get the hell out of here. Thank you for joining us, folks. We really will try to.
That porn's affected your brain, Andy.
Yeah, it seems like, wow.
I cannot accept that course of action.
Yes. Well, we got to go, though, you know? So we'll, you know.
If it doesn't work, separate amicably and look for somebody new.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're out of here. All right. So, Amanda, why don't you get us out of here, or try to anyway?
Okay.
And,
I'll do my best.
Well, I can. Yeah. Which we? Huh? We'll
ask. Oh,
we'll,
my goodness.
We'll out of here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just jumped in.
Just so our listeners know, that wasn't me trying to get us out of here.
Oh,
but I'm not
there.
Yeah,
really. Yes.
Okay.
We're finally gone. Yes.
All right. Okay.
All yours. All yours.
All right. Thank you. So, on behalf of co-host Candy.
I'm thrilled to be back.
Oh, my goodness, Andy. Uh-huh. Okay, let's start again.
They're hugging and kissing.
Okay, shake it off, man. Shake it off. Right.
Yes.
So, on behalf of my co-host, Andy...
What he's gone through over the last 3 weeks is incredible.
Yeah, can I get...
I think it's for Andy Brain.
Okay.
Do you know,
quick
question before you go.
Yeah.
Is it herd
mentality?
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
What, it's
a great idea.
What?
I think it was herd mentality that led to herd immunity.
I think you got it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your great idea, Cornell?
Yeah, what's your great idea?
I'll tell you on the next show.
All right.
Dropping it
I'd be a very gracious loser.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned.
Nice and tight after you're inside of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I thought it was affecting him.
And now we're going to get money because we want the money.
Yes, the whole deal.
She's going to get money because it was, oh my gosh, let me stop.
You were trying.
They
should trying.
Open up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
let's get
goodness.
The hell out of here. Oh, my God, we're trying. We got to get out of here. Yeah. All right. We're gone.
Yes.
All right, Amanda, really, truly,
yeah.
truly.
That means
truly,
they can do anything they want.
We can.
I think Andy Han is like whoever.
I think Andy's hands on the jitters right now, and he keeps hitting all these.
Oh, God. God. You know.
I think she really believed me.
Yeah, you may have.
man. Okay.
Well, you know what it's like.
A big one.
It is. It is.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Because this is the Andy Mander Show. We are going to get
out of
here. We're
going to do very well. We've done a great job.
Thank you. We have. But it is time to leave. We'd love to stick around, but we have to go. So, Amanda... we'll see you Monday, folks, by the way. And was it not... we're on at... we're on at noon on Monday in New York. We're on at 5 p.m. in the U.K. and, of course, 9 a.m. here, early show Monday. So join us then. Then we'll see you for 3 broadcasts next week on the Andy and Amanda Show. Thanks for listening, folks. And Amanda, oh, by the way, our number, if you want to join us live, when we are on, it's 515-605-9888. Join us. It's easy. It's fun. We have a great time. We look forward to having you on. Without further ado, Amanda is going to get us out of here. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to do that right this time. Okay, so on behalf of my co-host, Andy Kimball, in California, Hollywood, on behalf of Cornell Butler, the awesome coordinator of the show in Delaware, Philadelphia, on behalf of Chet Gardner, who did call in on our previous half of the show, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much.
A look at his life until this happened. What a change he's gone through.
We've all gone crazy.
You're breaking my flow.
Oh, you know.
Jay, I know you're not thinking. You never do.
Yeah.
Oh. And on behalf of Stephen DeJoseph, our awesome guest, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a disgrace what happened, frankly. A real disgrace.
Right. On behalf of me, I'm getting out of here.
Let us also show our appreciation.
Yeah, let's yeah. All right, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very well done. Very well done.
Listen, this is the way it is.
It is. All right. What was I going to say? Time to go. Yeah, because.
Yeah.
Let me get the dirt off!
We're in the money. We got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Am I kidding me or what?
God, you know, I gotta tell you.
Why was Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer relieved of his command?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll talk about it next week, all right? Don't ask me these questions now. I can't think about it. Yeah.
You guys are not serious.
No. Mm-hmm. All right.
No, this guy.
Oh, God. Yeah. But
you're the dean of comedy. You're the greatest. You're the elder statesman of humor. You deserve attention and respect.
They took over Sandy's body.
All right.
Yes.
Whatever I was going to say, the answer is yes. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Did you sign us out already? Or you have to sign us out.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I'm not doing it again.
Oh.
He is not the one.
Oh, goodness.
So what?
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
No. We're still here. Yeah. I know what. I know what the deal is. I know what.
It impaired group cohesion.
It did.
We just went down to zero listeners for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They said, what the fuck is wrong with this show, man?
All right, guys. All right. Okay, podcast. Time to start playing our exit music so we can really sign off. Whatever the exit music is today.
We're
hey, this has been fun.
The Wizard.
Don't want to. Yeah.
For Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. we will return for another exciting what is it we do? Exciting week on Internet Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Andy and Amanda show. Yes. And we'll see y'all. Thanks for listening. Amanda, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Cornell.
Thank you guys.
Pleasure.
Cornell
doesn't get to join us that often. It's great when you do, Cornell. Great having you back on the show with us.
Truly appreciate you guys, man.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? Yeah. I think you're going to blow us up if we don't get out of here. Yeah. But anyway.
Here come the trucks.
The Mission Impossible shit.
Anyway, so, folks, we'll see you later. Take care. Thanks for joining the Andy DeMander Show. We'll see you next week. All the best.
Absolutely. Take care, guys. Have an amazing weekend.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, and no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, and no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to. I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk and all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make a star. If you got beauty, then raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Come on.